Bershus Moirai Verabosai. I would like to start off with two shilas halacha lemaisa that have details that are negeya the sugya. The first question was, someone asked me, it's an unfortunate situation. A fellow was with a big sichsuch with one of his neighbors, and I don't want to get involved in the details, but lemaisa, he went to some insha d'loimaili and arranged to have a very small bomb next to the guy's car. He was given a button, went to press it to watch when no one is there, and he's going to press the button. You don't want the mic? He was going to press the button. Yeah, it's good. He was going to press the button, and it was going to make a small explosion, a minimal damage, and cause a little bit of a hysteresis for that person he wasn't so happy about. Unfortunately, there was a gas tank very close to where the bomb was. It was a huge explosion. First of all, two people died. But I don't want to discuss that because then we're going to get involved in Kam Leib D'Rabbaminei, and I want to avoid that. But a few people got hurt, burnt. There was one fellow, just because of the noise, got so scared, was running away because of the noise and broke his leg. Is he chaya for that? Now, a few cars exploded and got damaged. I'm not talking about the Tesla because that had bituach, and if you have insurance, the guy can't mon you because he's getting it from the company anyways. But there was a yeshivish guy with an avrech car that wanted his $1,200, and then he said, I had $15,000 of checks that are not redeemable and replaceable. I want you to pay me for those checks. And this other guy comes over to him and tells him, I had a painting, this yeshivish guy with a $700 car, I had a $1.7 million painting in the trunk. No, I'm serious. He wants him to pay for it. Is that tamon? Is that oinus? He wasn't expecting it to be there. Dailam saw that part of the sugya. Now, there were two other cars, also not Teslas, that were covered. They were brand new. They were covered over in like a plastic, you know, over. How do you use a riffman dust, you know? So the guy said, it's tamon. Tamon is potter. Is that called tamon just because the car is covered over in plastic? And is Ishay Mishim Chitzov potter on tamon? Now, I'm not going to go... No, that's the question about the Hanukkah one that fell. No. Just one more before we start. There was this makolet guy that had, on a huge 10-story building, the bottom floor was a makolet, and he always left boxes and crates and all kinds of stuff out on the floor. The neighbors were always complaining, it's a mess, rotten tomatoes, and also these like wooden crates. And he ignored them. One day there was a big storm with mild winds, but there was back up in the sewer, a huge massive of water sent some of those wooden crates, like a raft, sailing down the road 50 feet away. It banged into the electric box in a huge building down the road. It caused a lot of tens and thousands of dollars of damage to the electric. Electricity is tamun. And is it, what exactly is that case also? Now, we are doing the sugya of Isha Mishim Chitzav and Isha Mishim Amoinai. We know that the told of Eish is Avnoi Sakinei Umasoi Sheiniach Barosh Gagoi V'Nofel Baruch Metzuya. Now, that's not hot, because Eish has nothing to do with fire as being hot. We could be Makdim, the famous Yesoid. If a person digs a bar, and inside the bar there are gecholim, coals, and something falls into the bar, kalim are putter by bar, that's not the afikala, but kalim are putter by bar. Now the kalim fell into the bar and got burnt from the coals. Is it chayif? Because kalim is putter on bar. Someone said it's eish, it's hot coals. No, that's bar. Coals on the bottom of a bar is bar, even though it's hot. And avni sakini masoi, blowing in the wind, is Eish, nothing to do with heat. But we know there's a machlekes Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, and we're still in the Havamina. And we're going to get to the Maskana B'siyata D'Shmai. According to the Havamina, Rish Lakish only holds of Isha Mishim Amoinai. He disagrees with Isha Mishim Chitzav. He only holds of Mamoinai. At this Shlaya in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan only holds of Chitzav and doesn't hold of Mamoinai. That's very clear. They're polar, different. Neither one holds of either. Rish Lakish only holds of Mamoinai. Rabbi Yochanan only holds of Chitzav. Of course, we know Rashi says that if you hold Mamoinai, then it has to belong to you. The Gacheles, or the Evan that's blowing in the wind. If you hold Ishim Ishim Mamoinai, you're not Chayiv unless you actually own it. Like Rish Lakish. Like Rabbi Yochanan, of course, no Shaykhis to owning it. It's a Vart of Chitzav. Tosfos argues and says that even like Rish Lakish, you don't have to own it. But according to Rashi, Rish Lakish, Ishim Ishim Amoinai, you must own it. Rashi says, Kosal Kadaitach, that's the Nafkamina. Why does Rashi say Kosal Kadaitach? I'm going to get to the Maskana today. We're getting to the Maskana today. I didn't see anywhere in the Maskana where we fell off that. As a matter of fact, Rish Lakish is going to very consistently stay holding only Isha Misha Mamoinoi. And if Rashi posited that Isha Misha Mamoinoi requires, defines, based on that you own it, and that's true, and if you don't own it, you're not chayiv. I didn't see anywhere in the Maskana where that changed. As a matter of fact, Rish Lakish doesn't change in the Maskana at all. It's only Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to get to that. So what does Rashi mean, Kasal Kedaitach? We're not going to discuss the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos per se, that what Tosfos says, you can burn the whole city down with someone else's gacheles, and the Pnei Yeshua deals with it, and fine. But I'm just telling, Rashi holds Mamoinoi, and what's that Kasal Kedaitach? L'chari Rish Lakish, l'fiyam, it says Ishoi Mishum Mamoinoi. At the other end, we have Rabbi Yochanan, and at this Shlav in the Sugya, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of Mamoinoi. It's irrelevant if you own it, even like Rashi, and he only holds of Chitzav, only. What are the basic things we know about Chitzav? Now, people had this attitude, it's Adam Hamazik. It's like Mamish Adam. People, I've been speaking to people. They're telling, it's Adam. So then it's not Ish. You know, Mavez Ze Adam. It's Mamish Adam. Now, I know. This come libid rabbi minay, your chayiv bar bo dvarim, even if your kelev or gomel did it, your chayiv, I know. But it's mamish adam? Question. Maybe it's not mamish adam. You know, the Mishnah says, hamave vehahever. What's mave? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if mave is Shane or adam. You know, the Gemara had a havamin on Dafdala that mave is Eish. And the Gemara says, how could Mava be Esh? Then Mava and Hever are both the same. What's the problem? One should be Isha Mishim Amoinai, and one should be Isha Mishim Chitzov. Now, that Avad is not true anyways, you know, because the Mishnah says in the Beis that Esh is Ein by Ruachayim. The Mishnah says, Loi Harei, Esh is Ein by Ruachayim. If you hold Chitzov, it's Mamish Adam, right? I don't want to talk about the Nemuk Yosef Zadokas Neiris now, but it's Adam. So the Emes is, it's not so posh that it's Adam. First of all, what is Avni Sakinia Masoi Barosh Gagoi? Isha Mishim Chi, right? You know the case? An Evan blew off the wind, blew from the roof off the wind and was Mazik someone? Not because of the heat, because of the Ruach Mitsuya went and zets somebody? Is that Isha Mishim Chitzov or Isha Mishim Amoinai? Avni Sakinia Yomasoi. Pashtus, one would say, Machlaikis. Loi Rish Lakish that Isha Mishim Amoinai. Avni Sakinia Masoi Barosh Gagoi. Is Isha Mishim Amoinai? Loi Rabbi Yochanan. That holds, at this point, only Isha Mishim Chitzov. So, Avni Sakinia Masoi, should be Isha Mishim Chitzov. It's not Poshet. There's a Marsha in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin, on that Tosfos. That Tosfos, Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin? Maybe so. The Marsha says that Isha Mishim Chitzov is only when a fire goes without a wind. The fire itself rages and moves by itself of its own accord. Fire travels without Ruach Oso. The Marshal Shita is, that's how he learns the Tosis. There's a question how to learn the Tosis. There's a big raid about this. I'm just touching on an Akuda. He says, Ishe Mishem Chitzov is only when the fire itself goes. By definition, says the Marshal, Avnei Sakinei Umasoi is always, with the blows in the wind, is always going to be Mishem Amoinai. To the extent that I don't know what's the told of Eish, like Rabbi Yechanan. Like, what's... What's koyach achar ma'uruv boy? Very good. What's koyach achar ma'uruv boy? What's the tolda of Eish? Also, we haven't gotten there yet, but when the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, agrees that there's both kinds. When it's kolu loy chitzav, then it's mamoinai. When it's not kolu loy chitzav, it's chitzav. Why do you have to do kolu loy chitzav, frek techazanish? Just say it's a fire that went with the wind. A fire that goes with the wind is only mamoinai. Only a fire that goes of its own accord is chitzav. Now that's Negeya Bechlal, whether Avnoi Sakini Masoi is ever able to be Chitzav. There's a tzad that Avnoi Sakini Masoi is always Mamoinai. The crates that were going there, by the way, over there, what was the Koyach Acham Uravoi? The water, right? The muddy story, right? We have that story on. So the water was the Koyach Acher. The wooden crate, not hot, was the Avnoi Sakini Masoi. And again, it ruined the electricity, which someone wanted to say is Tamun. And Chitzav is Patron Talmud, but is it Chitzav? Or is it Mamoinai? Right? That's part of what we're asking. Now, the Olam knows the basic nafkaminis that if you hold Isha Mishim Chitzav, the Gemara in the end asks, Mai Beinayu, and ends up with one little Arba Dvarim. What do we know? We have to, the sugya has to start like mamish angezapt in the beiner here. What's the basics that the Gemara says is an ishem ishem chitzav facet? Kamle be the rabbi minei, dalit dvorim, chitzav de behemtoi, right? Those. Oh, and that there's no Pura Tamin, which we haven't discussed yet, but we're going to get to soon. I want to share with you a very big chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch. Besides the Gemara itself, there is Raid in the Achronim, and this is just going to take it down a notch. I'm going to show you a few Efanim where the Minchas Chinuch says that Ishem Ishem Chitzov is not Mamish, Mamish, Mamish Adam. And Adam is Adam, and even if a person, yes, shoots an arrow, literally shoots an arrow, that's Adam. But Ishem Ishem Chitzov is not Adam. The Mice is like this. If a person makes a fire and it burns down a goddish or a car or whatever we talked about, and inside is a very expensive one point, I forgot what I said. So, okay, good, $7 million painting. What if you knew about the painting? What if you did know? Forget about it, it's a surprise, this yeshivish guy, why does he have it? You knew that there was a painting there. There's a shach, choshen mishpat, simin tof yud ches, if yud gimel. He says, by Adam mamish, you're chayiv ba'oynis on a dover, the ein derech lahanich haisham im yoda. But by Ishem Ishem Chitzov, again, Ishem Ishem Chitzov is not chayev on Dover She'ein Darkei Lahaniach Sham, Afilu Yoda. Wow. I thought it's Adam. Come on, Mamish Adam. Come live with Rabbi Minei, Dalet Dvarim, Adam. Epis. I'm not even being masber. I'm telling you over a shach that he in Hizik, Dover She'ein Darkei Lahaniach Sham, Avil Yoda, Adam Mamish chayev. Ishem Ishem Chitzav Nat. Based on this shach, the Minchas Chinuch says a few other chedushim. Garmi, if you rip up someone's checks, literally, be a dime, you rip up someone's checks. Checks is a shtar that could get money from, and you ripped it up, Yechayiv, it's not Mamash Adam Amazik, Yechayiv als Garmi. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if Ishem Ishem Chitzav style, you burnt someone's checks, the guy with the other car, right? You're not Chayiv. Even though it's Ishem Ishem Chitzav, but it's not Mamish Adam. Kemoiken, he says, there's no din of roidif. There's a din of roidif by an Adam that's Mamish roidif achar chaver lahargoy. In Ishem Ishem Chitzav, we'll work out the details of the case, how you could prevent him. There's no din roidif on Ishem Ishem Chitzav. There's no garmi on Ishem Ishem Chitzav. Another one. This is just, you know, other details. Toisvis davov, there's a sugi mazik hekdish. Mazik hektish is potter. It's a machlokes rishonim, but shitas toisvis is that even though Shane Karen Regal Eish Bar is potter when you mazik hektish, but Adam shehizik hektish is chayiv. Maybe midrabbana. There's an issue about it. Tois on the vav again. Shane Eish Regal Karen Bar potter when you mazik hektish. Adam shehizik hektish chayiv. Ishoy nishum chitzav shehizik hektish. Menchis Chinuch wants to say, not chayef. Again, based on this shach. So what am I showing you? That even though, yes, we've been portraying at this shlav in the sugya, that Ishem Ishem Chitzov is echtega Adam. It shouldn't even be called the mazik of Eish. It's a chetz. It's Adam. Kam lebed rabbi minei dalet dvarim. But not garmi. Not roidif. Not oynis bedover shalo yadu asham. We need to get a little bit more of a gedder. So, we're at the shlav of Tamun. Very interesting. The Gemara went through the Shach Vatarya. We saw the differences of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. We're on Daf Chof. We're on the top of the Yomad now on Daf. What's today's Daf? Yeah, okay. So, the Gemara says interesting Lashon. Interesting nusach of a question also. How are you going to have the Ptur of Tamun? Okay, a little background. Every mazik in Baba Kama has a special halacha. Hey, amibes, systems them up. Although it's all over the Masechta. Karen is chayv, only chetzi nezek. Shane viregel is putter. Bishus harabim. Boyer is pater on Kalim. Eish is pater on Tamun. We have a Gemara that I just missed, that we quoted, but Doyle misquotes. The Ptur of Tamun is only in Ishem Ishem Amoinoi and not by Ishem Ishem Chitzav. Why? We can add this to the list of things that Ishem Ishem Chitzav is a little. We just gave a list of things. It's not so Adami, right? But it's Chayiv on Tamun. The Ptur Hilchaysein of Tamun doesn't apply. Ad Kedei Kach. The Gemara asks, how is it ever Shaykh? And the Gemara has like an identity problem. It can't be. There's got to be a Ptur of Tamun. There's got to be. I don't know. It's got to be. So that's where the Gemara, and we're going to get there also today, there's going to be a major change. Because whereas until now, the attitude was that Rish Lakish is only Mamoinai, not Chitzav Lehedya, and Rabbi Yochanan is only Chitzav, not Mamoinai. The Gemara is going to introduce that. Rish Lakish stays the same. But Rabbi Yochanan is going to actually hold of both, meaning either, interesting, either, you could always analyze an Eish, and as long as, if you're on the Nizik side trying to be Mechayiv, can find either option, you could technically be Mechayiv someone separately, sometimes it's overlap, but you could be Mechayiv as Mamoinai or as Chitzav. And the Gemara is saying, aha, you want to say that in Chitzav there's no Ptur Taman? Fine, but there will be a Ptur Taman in an Ukimta when it's Grada not Chayiv as Mamoinai, and it's only, when it's not Chayiv as Chitzav, it's only Chayiv as Mamoinai. What is that? The Gemara's lashon is kol aloi chitzav. We asked before from the mechazanish on the marsha. Every time the fire goes without wind, it should so to be called that. For the record, I'm not exactly sure. What does it mean kol aloi chitzav? There was a fence. What happened to the fence? How did it come down? Ruch mitzuya, ruch she'ena mitzuya. Someone else did it. You have it worked out. What exactly happened to that fence? By itself, but how? Ruch mitzuya, ruch she'ena mitzuya. If it was Ruch She'enim, so you take it, be potter. Have to work out those details. But that's the Ukimta. Now, let's go straight this. I want to speak out four. There's more. Let's speak out four pshatim. Pshat, I want to get started. The sugya. Why does the Gemara Neman that there's no Ptur of Taman by Ishim Ishim Chitzav? Because we're blibing like that. That Taka, you're right. In Ishim Ishim Chitzav, there's no Ptur Taman. In Ishim Ishim Chitzav, there's no Ptur Taman. Only in Ishim Ishim Amoinai. But don't get Nisbal, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do? Rabbi Yochanan holds from either one the Ptur Taman that ligin in Ishim Ishim Amoinai, and we'll work out Ukimtis with you have one without the other. What's the underlying Nakuda? Why Ishim Ishim Chitzav is not Chayiv on Taman, the Hanukh of the Gemara. Rashi himself brings two Pshat. We'll work our way backwards. Rashi says an interesting Pshat, Lishnachrina. Hai Chetz La'oilam B'Tamun. When you shoot an arrow and it goes into something, what does the arrow end up going into? If it's a behemoth, it ends up hurting and ruining his inner organs. If it's a kli, whatever it is, it goes inside the zach. So if you're going to tell me chetz is potter on tamun, everything is tamun. Now that's a little modna, because if you know the ikar sugi of tamun is on daf samach samach aleph later on in Akoinis. That's next week, right? So the Gemara over there, let's just know, I want to set this up. The sugi of Taman is on Daf Samach Aleph, and it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and there's actually two parts to Taman. There's Pashat Exeris Akosav Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Taman is Pater, and there's also what we mentioned before, something that you were totally not aware of, a Kli Yakar and a Godish, or Bechlal, things that you weren't expecting to be. Now, when the Gemara over there discusses the idea of Tamun, it's quite clear that Tamun doesn't mean whether you see it or not. It's not whether it's shown. It's whether it's known. As long as something you know about, that's not Tamun. I don't know about those two cars that were covered. I mean, I saw exactly Ginoy the shape. A guy that really fashtays would tell you what kind of car it is. I don't know if that's called Tamun. But Abizay Lagabi, the Rashi also, what do you mean the chetz goes to the inner veinix from the behema? Beseder, but we know what's inside a behema. The varim apanim, we know it's there. Why is that called Tamun Bechlal? Why is that Bechlal called Taman? But that's Rashi's second pshat. That the reason why Chetz, B'Hagdara, has to be Chayiv on Taman, because the Chetz always damages Dvarim Tmunim. Again, I'm not exactly clear in the Lishna Achrina what he means. What's Rashi's first pshat, which many Rishonim say? Hakai Malon Petza Tachas Petza. What do you mean? Wow. Adam is chayiv even on oinus. You hear a maisa? How could you tell me there's a Ptur Taman? But Adam is chayiv even on oinus. I'll try that again. How could you tell me you potter on Taman? But Adam is chayiv on oinus. Taman is because of oinus? Let's say the Ptur was Kalim. Let's say the Ptur was not on Tuesdays. Every Mazik in Baba Kama has Hilchay Sayans. I can handle it. Boris Potter on, maybe this has bearing for them. There's different in Yonim. Boris Potter on Kalim. Shane Varegos Potter Bashus Arabim. Aish is Potter on Toman. Vibalt it's Adam, and Adam is Chayiv on Oinis. So we can't be Saival the Ptur Toman. You Chayiv even by Oinis. Good, forget about Oinis, but there's a Ptur Toman. And Bechlal. Taman is because of Oinis. There is a sugya about Oinis, that meaning things you didn't expect to be there, the $1.7 million painting. But Stam Taman is not also Oinis. And the Ikarai is, there's a fascinating Rashi in Hakoinis. There's a Gemara that if someone made a fire and it's heading towards someone else's field, Reuven made a fire, it's heading towards Shimon's Tevuah. Levi, the Oiber Chacham, comes after the fire is already raging and the fire with the Ruach Mitzuya is heading towards the Tevuah. Levi comes and covers the Tevuah over. with that bag from the car. He covers over the tevuah. And now what happens? Moiridik, what's the din? Reuven is potter. Why is Reuven potter? Tamun. And then there's a shaila, maybe it's Levi's fault. Als grumma, he should reimburse Shimon. And that's a sugya of grumma. Again, Reuven set a fire. Bemezid, for all I know. It's heading towards Shimon's Sade. Levi goes and covers it over, makes it tamun. And there's a nidin, Reuven avad is potter, poor tamun. There's a shaila, maybe Levi als grumma, causing him a loss. And fascinating, Rashi says, if Reuven himself would have quickly ran and did the tamun, then he would be chayif. If Reuven himself, who started the fire, went and did the tamun, then he would be chayiv. What? I don't know. There's a whole Baruch Beron. Why? What's the lashon of Rashi there? What daf is that on? You did this Rashi, no? No, what page in the booklet? No, I'm saying. V'hu loy sholach esa be'era. V'shav yitamun. So he was garam lahafsid. But rak rega. When Reuven lit the fire, it wasn't Tamun. He wasn't Oinus. Why should Reuven be Potter? If Rashi says that Tamun, the Potter, is Oinus, what's the Shaychus? There it's not Oinus. When he lit it, it was Mazid. Mefurish over there, okay, Grum is a different schmooze, but you see that the Nakuda of Tamun is not Oinus. So then Hadar Dina, we're back to our Sugya. What's the beer? Why it's so poshut that Chitzov can't have a Potter Tamun? Because it's Oinus. Tamun has nothing to do with Oinus. As a matter of fact, fascinating, the Chazon Ish declares, a guy lit a fire at 317, and it's heading towards a Sada, and it's going to burn it down at 324, estimated, yeah? ETA, 324. Clares the Chazon Ish, when is the Ptur Tamun? If it was Tamun at 317, or it was Tamun at 324, right? It's not throwing numbers at you. When you have a Maisa Havara, and then a few minutes later, there's the Hezek happening to the when is Tamun? The Shasta Maisa Havara? Or later on. What do we see in Rashi and Akainis? That even though when you lit the fire, it was not Tamun, there still is a Ptur Tamun. There still is a Ptur Tamun. What about the other way, the Chazon Ish says? Does it have to still be Tamun when it's getting burnt? He says, Avad not. He says, because fire slowly eats up. First it eats up the plastic, then it eats up. It can't be. At the end, it's the Eish reveals things. Avad, the Ptur Tamun, is not mamish at the last minute. Eventually, everything gets revealed. The Kaivei of Tamun is at the beginning. But Akaponim, that's a Shver Rashi. What does it mean that it's also Oinus? Rabbeinu Peretz asks this on Rashi, and Rabbeinu Peretz learns a different shot. Isha Mishem Chitzov can't be Potter on Tamun, because since Isha Mishem Chitzov is Adam, so das alein. In Adam, in Ishdokim Ptur, there's no such thing as Ptur by Adam. Bechlal. Not as Oinus. In Adam, there's no Ptur. So again, we said two Pshatim from Rashi, one from Rabbeinu Peretz. There's another Pshat from the Goyin, very interesting Pshat, in the Gemara. And it's a fascinating Diak. The Gemara's lashon was, Tamun the Potter Rachmana Heichi Mishkachas Lo. Funny sprach. Say when? No, not Nishkefela, but interesting. Listen to the way the guy learns. You'll see the sprach is even more sugepast. The Gemara says in Hakainis another rule about Tamun. Tamun is only Potter when you light the fire by Yenim. I'm sorry. Tamun is only potter when you light the fire by your own rishus and it goes into Yenim. By madlik b'toich shel chaveiroi, there's no ptur tamun. Lama? Kacha. That's the gedarim of tamun. Frek the Gemara, thank you. Hansen. Shkoy. Thank you very much. Frek the Gemara. Zok the Gemara na kindness. The din of ptur tamun is only when you lit the fire by your own rishus. If you lit it by Yenim, there's never a Ptur Tamun. Stam, kacha, that's the Gedarim and Tamun. Zok the Goyim, Pshat and the Gemara. L'Rabbi Yochanan, even if you lit the fire in your own rishus, over its chitzav. I'm not doing the Nemukhi Yosef now about Shabbos, yeah? But when Lamaisa, I was told not to talk about what you have to talk about now. But when you lit the fire there, hare al chitzav, You're being madlik b'toich shel chaveiroi. So it's always madlik b'toich shel chaveiroi. Frek the Gemara, a technicality. Tamun heichi mishkachas lo. Not that, again, all the other pshatim were, let's quickly make a recap, that the Gemara says it's not shaycha p'tor tamun by chitzov, either like Rashi, because tamun is a p'tor oinus, nishtazoy, or p'tor oinus, and oinus doesn't apply by Adam. Rabbeinu Peretz, bechlal, we don't have zeres akasav dike p'tors by Adam. The second Rashi, Chitzav always goes arayin in a veinig, and that's tamun. But now we're saying a different shot. It's a technicality. Since the Gemara says in Hakoinis that tamun is only by madlik b'toich shaloi, Here it's always madlik b'toich shel chaveiroi. Now, the Gemara then says, any of these four pshatim, Lamaisa, the Gemara is asking, so like Rabbi Yochanan, let's just quote the Gemara, Tomen be'esh heichim ishkachasla. And here is a crucial point in the figure, we have a lot to do now. The Gemara says there's a change in the plan. Whereas until now, Rish Lakish, and that will remain. The focus is on Rabbi Yochanan. It took me time to chop that, but like Rish Lakish, it was and always will remain. Only Ishim Ishim Amoynoi. He said as far away, he doesn't hold of Chitzav. Lav Mikoicha, guys. Rish Lakish sticks to his pshat. Ishai is only Mishim Amoynoi. Rabbi Yochanan, again, the simple pshat, holds of either. He holds of Rish Lakish's pshat of Ishim Ishim Amoynoi. He holds also separately of Ishim Ishim Chitzav. Technically, there could be many scenarios when it's grad of both. We don't have a problem with overlap. But there will be Eifanim when it's one without the other. And as a matter of fact, what is one without the other? When it's Kalul Eichitzav, then it's only Mamoinai. And then there will be a Ptur Tamon. When it's not Kalul Eichitzav, then it's Chitzav. And then Taka, there won't be a Ptur Tamon. But Hakol Yovei Al Mekayim Ebishalayim. There's two different Eishim going on over here. Tzvei Dinim. And either one is a system. There can be overlap. Ishim Ishim Chitzav, when it's not Kalalai Chitzav, is Chayiv Antaman. Ishim Ishim Amoinai, which Rabbi Yochanan also all of a sudden held off. First in the Gemara in the beginning, he didn't. He was upset about it. Les Beim Amosha. He's Chazabai from that. He holds of Ishim Ishim Amoinai. And what? And then there will be a Ptur of Taman. Ends off the Gemara, and it's very confusing. Elamai Beinayu, Ika Beinayu, Dalet Dvarim. That's all? What happened to Kamalei Bidurabamine? What happened to Kelev, Gomel? The entire process of the Sugya, where the Gemara was going through all those different things. And, you know, we spoke out from the Minchas Chinuch a few other potential ones. I mean, the Minchas Chinuch says not like that, but we had a tzad that maybe if Ishem Ishem Chitzav is Adam, it should be even Michayev on Garmi and be considered a Roidef, and it should be Chayev even by Loi Noida. Oh, and I have another one for you. Dalet Vorim. There's a machloikis. Some Rishonim say Dalet, not Chomesh, not Boishes. Add that to the list with the Minchas Chinuch. That's even though it's Chitzav. I mean, if you mamish send an arrow to someone, there's a Ptur Boishes? No, b'chayr not. So again, Yishem Yishem Chitzav, aber b'chalifin. But why does the Gemara end off only with the Nafkamina of Dalet Vorim? We had a whole Nafkamina going. All we did was change the Rabbi Yochanan detail. Now, there's a few ways to go here, and a few very important things. Let's see what we can chop in. There's a diak in Rashi, that Rashi's mashmah, there's another pshat in the sugya. Mipi ha-moira shamati v'loshin rishon ikar. Where's the loshin rishon? Rashi brought a loshin rishon. You have it in the book, he brought a loshin rishon. There's another planet, there's actually a few, but let's try to not confuse myself, and so we'll do it like this. There's a mahalach that maybe some say Rashi really had, there was a different girsa, this is brought down in some Rishonim, and I want to build it up like this. There's a mahalach to say that Lamaskona, Rabbi Yochanan has a new shita in Eish. Rabbi Yochanan's shita in Eish is, you're only chayev by Eish if it's both. Not either. Both. It has to be mamoinoi, and ois kahaltin in whatever mamoinai requires. Lamashal, sorry for interrupting, but does mamoinai require you to own the gecheles? Machlekes rishonim. Okay, oh good. But one second, but again. Rabbi Yochanan's gehol, the only time you chayiv is if it's ishay mishum mamoinai, and it's ois kahaltin thereof, and also it's chitzov and ois kahaltin thereof. Meaning, until now, we said, for the maskana, Rabbi Yochanan holds, separately, you could have an ishay mishum mamoinai, beli kesher to chitzov, and an isha mishim chitzav b'li kesher to mamayne. There's this other pshat that Rabbi Yochanan holds lamaskana. You need to be both. Lamashal, if lu yitzuyer, what? I'm going to explain one second. So lamashal, if it's kol lechitzav, you'll be potter. By kol lechitzav, you're potter. No, kol lechitzav and not tamon. One second. Oh, that's good. One second. According to this pshat, According to this pshat, Rabbi Yochanan holds you need both. You need it to be oiskalten in chitzav and mamoinoi. Now, mitzad mamoinoi, there are certain requirements what's needed. And separately, mitzad chitzav, there are certain requirements what's needed. Grada in chitzav, tamen wouldn't tickle me. But grada, tamen is always a problem because tamen shepherd the ishim ishim mamoinoi aspect of it. And the only way to be chayiv is if you have both. What do we want to fardin with this? First of all, a fascinating zach. Rashi says, if this is pshat and Rashi, I want to get to the Rambam also. Rashi said in the beginning of the sugya, "Kasalka daitoch," way back at the beginning, that the nafkamina between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is when it's a gachela shein is shaloi. Why? Because let Rish Lakish that it's mamoinai, you need to own it. Let Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need to own it. And we asked, why does Rashi say kasalka daitoch? Tosfos argues, but if Rashi held that ishim ishim amoyne requires you to own it, we don't see anywhere in the Maskana that Rish Lakish fell off that. We don't even touch Rish Lakish in the Maskana. Listen to a fascinating pshat. Rashi says kasalka daitoch gachela she'ena shaloi ika beinayu. That fell off. Rashi still is sticking to his shita that for ishim ishim amoyne it must belong to you. But now that we're saying that even Rabbi Yochanan also holds that to be chayiv, you also need it to be mamoinai. So, gachela she'ein ishaloi is not an ike beinayu. Because even Rabbi Yochanan holds you not chayiv if the gachela she'ein ishaloi. That's what Rashi means, kasal kadaitach. Someone told me last night, he can't sleep. What's the kasal kadaitach? Okay. Kasalka daitach ike beinayu, you can go in the hidlik v'gachel she'ein ishaloi. Lemaskan, it's not a kasalka daitach because even Rabbi Yochanan holds you agrees that. Now, if you learn with that pshat, that's a different system. But then you have to reanalyze the whole sugya. Oh, that's what he was asking. We have to get back to that now. So I won't even set that up. How many shitas do we have be'etzin? We have Rish Lakish, which is pure mamoinai. Rabbi Yochanan of the Havamina, pure chitzav. Rabbi Yochanan of the Maskana, Pashat Pshat, oi, oi. And Rabbi Yochanan of the Maskana, that you need both. There's two other Pshatim I don't want to do, but I want you to realize, when you go through the whole sugya again and again now, as you thread through the Nafkaminas, always ask yourself a question. The Nafkamina we're connecting now, Al Schitzov, Ras Moini, is it based on the fact that he only holds Schitzov? Come live with the Rabbi Mine. The game changes now? If someone kills someone, but the Gechela says Eini Shaloi, suddenly they won't become Lebe the Rabbine now? Because you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds you need both? Chitz of the Kel of Gomel gets analyzed differently? I'll give you another one. There's another Ket on the Sugi we didn't get so much into, but the Gemara brings a Machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish on the Tessa Midbeis, also over here. When you give to a Chere Shait of a Katan, what kind of a fire did you give the Chere Shait of a Katan? A Gecheles or a Shalheves? Or Mamish Agav Zasil Tasharga. There's a Machlaikas Rashi Toises, but Toises says it's Gorab Yochanan Lishitosai. What's the Nakuda Lishitosai? Because he bought the old Schitzov, so to be high for the Cherish stuff, it's got a Gor be. But if Rabbi Yochanan also holds off Mamoinai, that falls off. Toises is Mashma, even the Maskana. He's saying it's an Afkamina. Meaning you have to now measure, and again, I gave you those four options. Only Chitzov, only Mamoinai, either or both. But go through the Sugi again, work out every tier, which one is Oiskahalten. Now, the Rambam. Does the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish? Let's ask it as simple as that. Does the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish? Rambam, Niske Momen, Perik, mostly in Perik Yudal, it is the Perik of Eish. The Rambam paskins, Yichai Bar B'dvarim? Yes. The Rambam holds by an Evet, Kofas Yichai V'komle B'dirabim Inei? Yes. Is that Poshup Shad in the Rambam? I don't know. The Briskerov has a different shot on that Rambam. Reb Chaim, two separate shtickles, totally different. There's a lot of raid on this Rambam. But I want to set it up this way. The Rambam holds this Kam Lebe Derabini, this Dalet Dvarin. When he brings Kelev and Gomel, if you learn the sugyas of Kelev, Shanotel, Harora, and Gomel with the Mesachseches, there's a Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, had to be Mefarish Pshat on the Mishnah. I'm not going to get into all the Tumbatol's details. The Rambam brings it Rabbi Yochanan style, Chitzov. But then the Rambam brings Ptur Tamun. The Rambam brings Ptur Taman, and there's a big Machirai. What's with the Ptur Taman? That's the big tumult. Why is the Rambam bringing Ptur Taman? Look, Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Ptur Taman. Now, it's not Pashit. There are Achroinim that say we didn't read the Rambam right, and Avad, he means Ptur Taman only when it's Kalul Echitzav. He doesn't say that, but they kvetch it in. But if you want to learn that the Rambam is learning Ptur Taman across the board, why is that true if according to Rabbi Yochanan we didn't say that? And I'm going to give you a few options. One option is if you learn the Rambam is that you need both. If you learn the Rambam, it needs both. This new pshat we're saying from Rashi. It's not exactly this pshat. The truth is, you have to see in the Nachlas Dov and in others, in the Rambam, it has to. There are reasons, Taman reasons here, that it has to be a little bit different, but this is the kivun that he has the Rabbi Yochanan, that's a both. There's another option, and that's what the Goyin says. The Goyin says that the Gemara never had a problem fundamentally that Taman should be putter on. That chitzav should be putter on Taman. L'mashal, like the Rishonim, Oynis pasnish by Adam, Bechlal Hilchaseins pasnish by Adam. The guy learned that it was a technical geographical problem of Taman Heichi Mishkach Asla, based on the Gemara in Hakoinis, that the Gemara in Hakoinis had said that, meaning technically, chitzav also, no problem, Ptor Taman. Halacha Moshe Mishin, Ptor Taman. It's not Mamish Adam, yeah, and it's not Mamish Adam. So, Ptor Taman. But whereas the Gemara was muttering on the geographical location, because Chitzav is always going to be considered b'madlik b'toyah shel chaveiroi, if you go with that going, then you can salvage the Rambam, because there's a plan to say that maybe things change. There's a few ways to do this. It's interesting. Rabbi Zalman goes, b'chlal, interesting chiddush, that there's a big mapecha in the sugya. He wants to say that l'maskona on the samach over there, by the sugya of Taman there, things change, and the gedder changes, and it's takanushita, different than what it says in the Maskona here. The Rambam says, "Afal pi she'esh mamoinayhu, harehu kemoish hizika b'chitzav." That's a different shot. I said there was two more. This is one of them. It's a ufreis that the Maskona is not ligging over here on daf chaf gimel. That bechlal the changes on daf samach, because over there the gedorim of Taman change over there and over there. But bottom line, the Rambam could hold like Rabbi Yochanan. And again, either hold of a double, or you could even go with oy oy, but if you go with oy oy, you have to connect it with the goyin's pshat in Taman. The Gemara there in Hakoinis brings a story with David HaMelech. And David HaMelech has a shayla. You have to know how to learn Tanakh. The Gemara brings a pasuk which literally it Vayisavet David Vayoymar Mi Ashkeni Mayim Ibor Beis Lechem Ashar Bashar. I'm thirsty. He says, "Who's going to bring me water?" Vayivku Shloisha Hagiboyim, three generals, three Talmidei Chachamim. They went to the Bor Beis Lechem and they brought it to David. V'loy Ovid David L'shtoisam. He asked for water. He was thirsty. In the end, he said he doesn't want the water. Fine. The Gemara learns up that this Shakla Vatari of David was about Mayim Zutoira, and he was asking a Shaila Lahalacha, and it's a complex sugya. Either he was asking about Tamun, because there was a Gadish that they burnt down, but inside the Gadish was other more expensive things. There's another Pshat Bechlal that the Pelishtim were hiding there, and they had to burn down a Yid's Gadish, and Avada, it's mutter to do that, but the question is, do you have to pay for the Hezek that you do afterwards? And there's another pshat that he was asking them literally, what's the din of Taman Ba'esh? Oh, complex Shakla Vatariya. And what comes out is that they were clearing about whether Taman Ba'esh is Potter, whether he agreed to it or not. I saw an interesting from the Ben Ishchai. He says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Mashiach is called Nafli. And the Gemara says, the Gemara gives a whole bunch of names for Mashiach. Why is Mashiach called Nafli? Sukkas David. And the Gemara explains because Mashiach Betzem is ready and he wants to come, and we're being ma'akev for whatever those reasons are, and Mashiach is suffering and he's called Nafli, he's Nafal, he's Farfalana, but he's a Farfalana because it's Be'emis, our fault. We must be not doing something right or not doing something not right, and he's Nafli. And he says that this is what they asked David HaMelech. Tamon Be'esh. What's Tamon and Esh? How do you spell Esh? Aleph, Shin. How do you spell Aleph? Aleph, Lamed, Pei. How do you spell Shin? Shin, Yud, Nun. What's hidden inside Eish? Not the outer letter Aleph and the Shin. The inner letters, when you spell out a letter, Lamed, Pei of Aleph, and Yud, Nun of Shin. Nafli. Nafli. Those are the letters. So he says that's what they were asking him. Tamun Be'esh. He was asking them, what's the din of what's Tamun Be'esh? This, that Mashiach is Nafli. Because what's hidden, I say it again, the Aleph, yeah. The Lamed Pei of the Aleph, the Yud Nun of the Shin, the Nafli. That's what he was asking David HaMelech. What's the din of Taman Be'esh? The way Dov Ovid L'shtoisam, the way he learned the Sugi, was saying, no, it's not your fault. But Avada, we have to do our best. Now, there's one more Nakuda that was brought down in the sugya that we didn't go into, but it says, we touched it a drop. The Gemara brings, when you give a gacheles to a cherishite of a katan, and it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, at what stage do you say it's the Masar HaGacheles' fault for the pshi of the cherishite of a katan? This sugya in Baba Kama is on Daftes, again on Chav Beis, and again in Hakoinis. Now, Rashi and Tosis here by us, I mentioned in passing before, that Tosis wants to say that it's Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish, it's Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosoi. The Vibalti holds Chitzov, that's what affects him, what kind of Gacheles you have to give, which we parenthetically asked. It falls off, Lamaskana, once Rabbi Yochanan changes, that's a dogma of something that Rabbi Yochanan has to be an exclusive Chitzov, right? We mentioned, there's exclusive Mamoinai, there's exclusive Chitzov in the Havamina, but then there's different Rabbi Yochanan combos at the end, that the Lishitosoi of Tosis falls off. But I want to say a Dover Nifla, that we have here from the Gemara Daftes. The Gemara Daftes over there says, when you give the Gacheles to the Cherish, the Gemara compares it as opposed to giving a Shor to a Cherish. And the Gemara says, yeah, but if you give the Cherish a Shor and it's tied, Shor kosher, bar mechusa, and the Gemara says, how do you compare that to a Gacheles? And the Gemara says, and I quote, bar darkel and tuki, Shor darkel and turi. If you give the Cherish of a cotton, the rope to the bar and the Shor, he's going to play with it, he's going to chachka with it the whole time. And eventually, even though it was a good rope to hold the cow in, or a good kisui, but the cherishay of a cotton keeps on patching with it, and eventually it's going to go out. It's going to go out and be mazik. Aval gacheles kol kame de shavak la ma'amya ma'amya va'ozla. So poshep shot, people think it means he doesn't play with fire. It's a gacheles. He spielt nicht mit fire. He doesn't play with fire. It's hot. It's not the pshat. He plays with the fire. So what's the difference? He's going to play with the rope. And he's going to play with the fire. Because when you play with a rope, the cherishite of a cotton, you know, he's preoccupied and he has all other kind of other inyanim that he's doing. So he plays a little with the rope, then he goes, looks at something else, comes back, goes back to the rope. Eventually it's mitstarif. Aval gacheles, eish, kol kama deshovak la ma'am yami va'azla. By fire, eish, toira, it doesn't work like that. It has to be that you're kaseder behandling with it. If you're not kaseder behandling with it, kol kama deshavik lo ma'ami ma'ami va'ozla, I'm not going to be marchiv on the nimshal we had here in Eish HaToira. Not kol kama deshavik le kol kama de mahapich bey u mahapich bey nepach le'esh gadol. Yashakoyach.